3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's good, Chicago? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Speak Your Mind Radio, episode 488. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today is a very special day. I have a guest in the house. But first, before we get into it, y'all, you know how we do with the icebreaker questions, because it's that type of vibe today. All right. Emerge the MC, let me ask you this question. What do you think about the sexual abuse allegations surrounding Diddy? Do you think it's true or you think it's false to you?
To be honest, that's a good question. And I would say, I think it's too many people going against him. So I feel like certain people, it's true, and other people are just trying to get a come up, you know? Because even with the situation, if I'm not mistaken, her name is Cassie, with the situation with her, if it was a real situation where it was intensely felt, if she felt the way about the situation, she wouldn't have came to a confirmation for a certain price of money. She would have went through the court procedure and letting him get his due diligence. You know what I'm saying? Which is him going to jail. Well, him going to jail or suffering for the consequences that he put her, you know?
I'm not sure if I'm following, because what I thought happened was she was going to go to court with him, but him and his lawyers decided to settle out of court so that there won't be any more stories coming up after that. But that didn't happen. So he gave her the amount that either she asked for or less than what she asked for, and she walked away.
Yeah, you're definitely right. I'm just saying that basically, if she was serious about the situation, if she was serious about the situation and making him suffer the consequences for the allegations that he did do, that's the only thing I'm saying.
Okay.
So I feel like, basically, she should have went deeper instead of settling for a price, make him suffer his consequences. Make him get his karma. Make him get his karma, you know?
I think he getting his karma now.
Yeah, it's so many people coming out and from different areas, different people, different races, and everybody saying that basically he did something to him. And I agree with it. I agree with it with some of the situations that occurred, but I feel like some people are just trying to have a come up because of the amount of money that he has and what he can do for their life and their situation for them to come up, you know?
Most definitely. Yeah. I get what you're saying, because I get what you're coming from. I definitely get it. So anyway, I'm going to bypass that and go on and get into it. But why don't you introduce yourself to everybody out there so they know who Emerge the MC is?
Peace, y'all. 730E. Emerge the MC coming to you live and direct. Peace to the Pharaohs, Pharaohs, gods, and goddesses. Hope everybody having a productive day. I would like to introduce myself this way, make sure everybody, you know, comfortable, make sure everybody's well. But my name is Emerged MC. I'm a Brooklyn native artist. I've been doing music since the age of 13. I'm 33 now, so that's about 20 years. And how can I say this? I've been doing music since the age of 13. I started off one night. Me and my cousin happened to be listening to the radio. So I started off as a perfectionist. I just started off rapping. We was listening to Papoose and K-Sway at 12 o'clock. And this had to be 2003, because that's when I was 13. So 2003, we listened to the radio. I just started rapping, and I automatically knew how to rap. Everybody was surprised. They was like, yo, I didn't even know you could rap. I was like, I didn't even know I could rap, you know? That's how I started off doing the music. Age 13, I freestyled everything from the age 13 till age 19, and that's when I started writing. So everything I did, from studio sessions to ciphers, everything was freestyled from 13 to 19. And from 19 till now, that's when I started writing. But basically, yeah.
Wait, so you trying to tell me from the age of 13 to 19, you freestyled everything?
I freestyled everything, and I'm still good at doing it. But let me stick to what you were saying. From 13 to 19, I freestyled everything. Everything off the top of the head, freestyling, one-liners, even to the point where if somebody give me a subject to freestyle about, I can freestyle about it. I can freestyle about this. If they was to give me Deer Park, give me a specific name or specific subject matter, I'm able to go on with that, you know?
Well, yo, I'm gonna be brave and honest with you. Like, I noticed, like, through your lyricism that you speak your mind a lot, like, about a lot of the things that you struggle with mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's deep of you. So I'm just gonna ask you if if you don't mind freestyling about Speak Your Mind Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, this your first interview or what's up?
Woo, you put me on the spot! All right, speak your mind. Don't suppress how you feel. You control everything through your destiny build. Speak your mind. Don't suppress how you feel. You control everything in your life through your destiny build. Release all the suppression, the aggression that you go through. We all go through it. We got to speak our mind global. Peace, social. Reflect each other, love for one another. Reciprocate and speak your mind. That's all I got.
Period. Clap it up. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Thank you. That was dope. You know, you said something in that line that caught my attention. Because like I said, you be talking about oppression, depression, in certain songs or whatever. I have to look at my notes because I don't want to get it confused. Oh, yeah, here it is. Streets don't love you. Now, don't let me cut you off. Go ahead and talk about it because I got something to say about that.
Yeah, it's real like that because in my younger days, I experienced gang banging. I experienced being in the streets for a little while, a little bit of hustling. But I directed my energy somewhere else. But the streets don't love you. And everybody got this false narrative or perspective on the street because it's being promoted to the people. And from the people it's being promoted from, those people are not even in the street. That's the crazy thing about it. And their children are going in a different direction that they put in the narrative for your children and for you to go towards, you know?
Right. I totally agree because that's what I got within the song, the personification of the dope houses, you know what I'm saying? The type of people that you get, like you said, the energy in the streets, you redirect your own energy.
And don't get me wrong. I have certain songs where I express that because I feel like a lot of people like to put labels on expression. I express the way I feel regardless on what I feel like I'm talking about in the message. Because I feel like for every subject matter and every concept, there's a person that can relate to it. There's no, all right, just single this out, nobody can relate to it. I try to touch on all areas, but specifically when I speak on the street sometime as well. I don't want to be a hypocrite like I don't do it, but my main subject matter is really what I go through, my self-sabotaging, and messages that people go through in local society, you know what I'm saying? Local poverty, you know?
Yeah, right, local poverty, yeah. Your music is very relatable. I can pick out, you know what I'm saying, a few tracks, but I want to go back to the Streets Don't Love You because I really like this line that you said. You said, we approach strangers, universal telekinesis, puddle of the mind, put together the pieces, a level obstacle, devils and leeches, forever be ether. That shit was cold.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it gave me chills by you just saying that just now. It gave me chills, and it's my own music. And for somebody to recognize the message behind it, you know?
Yeah.
But with that line, it's just what I experience on an everyday basis with the leeches and people not being real and people not being sincere human beings and loving you for who you are. They have hidden agendas, hidden motives, you know?
Yeah.
And telekinesis, that's like a thing where we don't even have to use verbal exchange for us to understand that what's being vocalized. It's crazy to say that. We don't have to vocally use what's being vocalized. So we can feel what's being said without it being said.
Period. Speaking telepathically to one another, you know?
Yes.
The ability to move objects and things out your way, then that's redirecting your own energy. And that's basically what you've done. Because I'm so impressed with you that you freestyle, you know what I'm saying, from 13 to 16. Then, I want to start.
19.
Huh?
I said to 19. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're
13 to 19.
Yeah, 13 to 19. So I want to know, did you call yourself like a, you know what I'm saying, a battle rapper since you did a lot of cyphers?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of battles, man. Like, I lived in a lot of different neighborhoods, right? But one of my specific, like, youth neighborhoods that I had a lot of battle raps and just interactions with people with music is Pink House, East New York. I had a lot of different battles and cyphers with people, and me bringing that up is just to say that I was interacting and battle rapping things like that for a while. That's where my style came from. A lot of people, they like to down talk and say how the 2000s messed up music, but it gave it a certain spice up to me. People like to say 90s was the best era. I say late 90s, early 2000s was the best era because of the spice it gave up. Like, everybody wasn't going quad entendres, quadruple entendres when you say something that has four different meanings.
Wow.
You can say something like, for example, he had that dog food. I had him underarm like a pedigree. Pedigree is dog food. Pedigree, I had him underarm like he's my friend, like somebody I'm raising, and to for him to be under my arm so I can teach him. And pedigree, well, is like the move, the wrestling move, pedigree, and you have him under you with the arms grabbed. So, you know, that's a triple entendre.
Damn, that's dope. Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. I absolutely.
I mean, that's a triple entendre, but what I was talking about was a quad entendre. But it falls under the same category. All entendres, like entendre, a double entendre is a double meaning, something that got double meaning, triple entendre, something that has triple the meaning for one thing being said, and quad entendre, something that has four things being said by one thing being mentioned, you know?
I love it. And to piggyback off that, how many flows do you use when you rap?
To be honest, a lot of it is like, it depends. It depends on the mood. I can't really give you, how can I say it? Repeat that question again?
How many flows do you use when you rap? Like, cause you know, like Twista, he got four different flows that he used. Drake got four different flows that he used. Like, some people use the same flow. Like, I feel like Jay-Z used the same flow. Like, he been on the same shit. Like, you feel me? Like Nas, kinda, in a sense.
Yeah. Oh, so how do I use my flow? Basically, it matters on mood. If I'm in an uppity mood or a happy mood, I try to be more, how can I say, sophisticated, but simplistic at the same time. So that's my whole thing. My whole rap style revolves around simplicity, subliminal, and complex at the same time. So whatever revolves around those three words that you can get a concept from, then that's what I say my style revolves around and my flows.
Okay. I mean, I feel like it's for me, from my perspective, because I come from a poetry background. So when I hear certain things that relate to me or I can feel it, like, I'm like, yo, this is incredible. And I know what you're talking about, depending on the subject matter and what you're rapping. Cause like, for instance, your album, like, cause you had three parts to 7:30, right?
Yes. Yes.
So 7:30 part three, was that, because that was the most recent album, was that produced by I Am Desert, all of it?
No. 7:30 part three was produced by my man Big Perp Dawn. The joint that's from that was produced by I Am Desert is the Mecca.
The Mecca, yeah, for sure.
The
right.
Mecca is different by it.
Yeah, it was fire. And it was another one that I Am Desert produced, Thuggery Robbery, was that right?
No. I Am Desert, I think we had Cold Name. I can't remember the name off head, but we had Cold Name. I think we had Universal Thuggery. I think that's what it was, if I'm not mistaken. That's the first song, and then Cold Name, and then there's a third song I can't remember offhand.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just noticed that you have a different type of style. I'm not trying to compare you to other, you know, hip hop rappers, but I'm just going ahead and say it. Like the subliminal doop 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 doop, you know what I'm saying? Griselda flow, like I feel
exactly, that. Exactly. I'm sorry to cut you off and cut your wisdom, but those are people that I really admire. And I wouldn't say idolize, but I admire them with the style that they're doing. Because they bring it back to the 90s, early 2000s, with the punchlines, the metaphors, the slow flow, the cadence, the delivery, the entendre. They're bringing that back, you know? And that's some of the people I really look up to. So you may hear me incorporate a lot of things that's similar to them, but I try not to copy. But you know, well, I can't even say that. Music revolves around stealing. Music revolves around stealing. When I say that, I'm not saying you take somebody's whole idea and you basically you copy it word for word or style for style, but you take little things and you niche it and you add your originality to it and you add your little twist and plot to it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's basically what you do. For example, people are with the stealing samples.
Yeah.
They've been doing that for years and they keep doing it over and over. Or you even hear battle rappers mentioning rappers, like mainstream rappers' lines or mainstream rappers' lines mentioning battle rapper lines, you know?
Period.
So the whole culture revolves around stealing. That's just my focal point on it, you know?
Right. I definitely felt that and understood. I mean, you just had a different spin on how you say it. Like, most people, oh, that's a culture vulture or woo-woo, or he biting, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Exactly.
Okay. You know, speaking of, you know, the culture itself, how is it, like, you know what I'm saying, working with different type of features? Because I heard you say in one of your songs, you the Jeepa Creepers with the features, and you damn sure are. You know what I'm saying? You are, because everybody you got on your songs be raw just like you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to the Warriors with the Deepest Soul. I want to give a shout out to the Villains. I want to give a shout out to the Rulers Inc. These are all the people that, majority of the people that I feature with, they in those circles and in those them little area pockets, you know? So shout out to Streets of Villain, Rap Stoop Kills, Anti-Fable, Isis Are Sex, and that's just to name a few. But yeah, basically with the people that I feature myself with, I try to feature with people that gives the same energy and cadence, you know?
Yeah.
I don't try to get people that slack or that's lighter than me on a track or that's easier. Because, you know, some people, they want to be competitive with people, but they want to do it with people that's less talented than them so they could be the one that's being shown on a higher level, you know?
Got it.
I like for all of us to be equally yoked lyrically, just musically overall. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, period. I love it so much. Let me keep on moving on from here. What is this, child? I'm looking at my notes, so everybody that's listening to it on audio, you know, excuse me, and everybody looking at it now, you know, I gotta get my stuff together. But look, I know what I'm to ask you. Top five rappers, dead or alive?
Woo! That's the question of questions. Oh, man. I got so many rappers that I'm in love with that motivated me and inspired me to do music. So that's going to be a hard one. But I can say no specific order. I don't want to do order, but I can do my top five. Big L, Cannabis, Pharaoh Monk, Munch, Black Thought.
Yeah.
And Styles P.
That's hot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a little nice mixture of MCs. I like that. Styles P, he's been on one since forever. I mean, I don't know, you know, what else to say, but I know he raw.
Yeah, he's very raw. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, you is an interesting cat, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like your style. I like your flow. I like the way you speak. You cool with me. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's the same here with you, man. You down to earth. You vibrant. You got sense of humor, things like that. And we need more people to be like us. You see the connection we have?
Yes.
Even though we don't know each other like that, this is our first interview, we need more people to be like this with each other instead of this.
Yeah.
Kind of bite each other head off, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I've understood living on this earth for so long that you literally have to be more of a student than you are a teacher. When you a teacher, that's cool, but most likely you're gonna be a student in the environment that you're put in. You know what I'm saying? The more elevating you go, the more obstacles you got.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's a big fact.
For sure. And you taught me a lot just right now talking about your style.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Highly appreciate it. Thank you.
For sure. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on Speaking My Radio. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, but I also want to say, like, do you have any questions for me?
I have a question I can ask you. What inspired you to do interviews, be in the music field with doing interviews?
I think just the fact of my love of music, and you can talk to anybody about music. Music is a language that everyone understands.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's a perfect answer. Very perfect. And I'm sorry if I was a little nervous. I'm loosening up. I'm getting used to these things. I know there's more coming in the future. But yo, peace and love to Miss Hip Hop Star. Peace and love.
Thank you
for everything you did. I appreciate you. Love.
Appreciate you too. Salute. And we out.
Salute. We out.